Heart and Soul.
Our feature hymn today was composed by a Dr. John Morrison, who was born in Aberdeenshire, Scotland in 1749. He studied at the University of Aberdeen, King's College, where he graduated MA in 1771. In 1780, he became parish minister of Cannesbay, Caithness, and he received the degree of DD from the University of Edinburgh in 1792. He died at Cannesbay, June 12, 1798. The hymn's title is Come Let Us to the Lord Our God. The lines to verse 1 are, Come let us to the Lord our God with contrite hearts return. Our God is gracious, nor will leave the desolate to mourn. And the last verse is, So shall his presence bless our souls and shed a joyful light. That hallowed morn shall chase away the sorrows of the night. This hymn, seeking to encourage repentance, is sung by Scottish singer Kenneth McKellar with the choir of Paisley Abbey.
Time would heal our hearts.
just the strong survive. Sweet tears for all a thousand years come by.
This is the world I pray we will share someday. Let me begin by reaching out my hand.
A great song with great words from the group Plus One called A Prayer for Every Year. This is Heart and Soul with David Evans. Now to the song Blessed Be Your Name, featuring the People from Resource Christian Music.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name when sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering,
though there's pain
in the offering.
Blessed be your name.
Be the name of
What's your greatest fear? For some people, it's being alone. Having no one around can be scary, especially at night when the house makes strange noises. Or when you're in a crowd but don't know anybody. Or when you feel lonely and have no one to share your thoughts and experiences with. There are more people living in the world today than ever before. However, research shows that we still feel lonely, even with the existence of social media. We all need some form of companionship or to know that someone loves us. A study showed that babies thrive when they experience companionship, like human touch. The good news for us all is that we are loved. God loves us so much that He became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ. He knew what it was like to be lonely, and because of that, He doesn't want us to feel lonely. God loves you and will always be with you. You're special to Him. The next time you feel lonely, have a chat with God. He's listening.
St. Michael Singers and the hymn How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. We'll have the word for today shortly.